Chavrus Halvavus, Wednesday night, Sharavodas Hashem, Shavuot Elokim, Perek Revi'i, the fourth Perek. He's analyzing now the different parts of Torah. Of course, he wants us to be inspired through Torah. And he said that the Torah has three parts: Tzivui, commands to do things; Azhoros, to refrain from certain actions; Urashus, which, as we learned the Perek, we'll see he actually changes his mind, so to speak, on that, that there's no such thing as Rishus. That's, so the fourth paragraph on Daf Tzadik Dalet. Hatsiva Nechlek L'Shnei Chalokim. Okay, he's like Mamish going through Torah, very basically, he's giving you an outline of what Torah consists of. Because he's talking about Ha'ora Toronis, inspiration to serve Hashem through Torah, and inspiration to serve Hashem through Seichel, and he discussed the qualities of each, and now he's just in Perek Dalet, he's basically going to analyze and to categorize Torah. So it's Tzivui, that's number one. We know what is a mitzvah saseis. Shnei Chalokim, Mimenu Chovus Halavavos, this is the fundamental reason why the Chovus Halvavos wrote his sefer called Chovus Halvavos, interestingly enough, is because he maintained in his Hagdama, and I think we see it now around 1,000 years later, over 1,000 years later, that Chovus Halvavos is neglected, very, very neglected. And we fall into the trap of doing the rituals of Torah and we neglect Chovus Halvavos. It's like saying,
what are you, about tshuva?
Like, if you're not about tshuva, you very rarely end up talking about Hashem. You talk about mitzvahs, and you talk about Torah, and you say a Dvar Torah by the table. You say a Dvar Torah by the table, Friday night, Shabbos meal. You say a Dvar Torah, and you talk about what do you do if you forget Yalav V'Yomo, and you talk about halachas. But like you talk about Hashem, everybody gets a little like Hashem, it doesn't come into your thoughts. And so if you're about tshuva, you're not embarrassed to talk about Hashem. But if you're an FFB, you're sort of embarrassed to talk about Hashem. It's like, who's that? But the Chavrus Halvavos, you see, that's really why he wrote the Sefer. That's what he said. Because the first Shaar is all about Hashem. And everything is determining, everything you do, all the mitzvahs and all the Torah and everything, is determining your relationship with Hashem. I was looking over the Shul's mission statement today. It says Avodas Hashem. I was looking because that thing's laying around the tables, the membership. So it says Haredi, and we're Haredi in the sense of Talmud Torah and Dikta B'mitzvahs. So that's good. But then so it says to facilitate Avodas Hashem. But really, the Chavrus Halvavos, Behem Advarim HaMesbarim B'deya, these are things that are really sichli, and that you have to think about. That's what he means. Kavon HaYichud. Like he spends the whole Shaar HaYichud talking about Yichud Hashem. So most of usually it's Hashem is one and not two. But it's much, much more, as he explains in Shaar HaYichud. It's that Hashem is totally unchanging, which means he's Lamala Min Azman, which is mind-boggling, and he doesn't, nothing that we read about Hashem said to Moshe, Hashem got angry, Hashem reacted, all of that is not really true. Hashem doesn't react, Hashem doesn't change, he's unchangeable, he's an unchangeable, I don't know what word to use, mass, he created existence, this is all in Shaar HaYichud. Hashem created existence. Existence didn't even precede Hashem. That's also something he created. But everything in the world, and that's, I think that already is pretty well known by now, that Ein Od Milvado doesn't just mean there's no other God or power besides Hashem. It means nothing else exists besides Hashem. Everything is a figment of his, imagination. Everything is just a manifestation of His will. Everything. So Hashem Echad. Everything is Hashem. Everything is Hashem, His will or His chokhmah. And so that's all yichud. That's a mitzvah. So the mitzvah of liyachado, which we're all familiar with, and you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is so much more. It's the whole Shara Yichud. It's not just, and this is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to think about it and to study it and to contemplate it and to think about its implications, because like you learn bitachon. So bitachon is like, whoa, like, but the truth is bitachon as a manifestation of realizing that all that exists is Hashem's will, like bitachon's a piece of cake almost. It's an avoda to develop it and to live it, because everything is counterintuitive to it, and everything is a struggle, and everything is an asayon. But the idea of bitachon is, because I mean, everything is just Hashem's will. Okay, so everything flows, and everything flows from Hashem's, from Hashem. Everything that happened, everything, it's just, it's Hashem. So that's yichud. The Torah hamachshav l'Hashem yisala. That's being devoted to Hashem. Like I said, like being devoted to Hashem. Not devoted to, pardon the expression, not devoted to Torah, not devoted to the Shulchan Aruch. Really, I have no problem saying that if we're learning Chayvus Halvavus. This is what he said in his Hakdama, that we're devoted to the wrong thing. We're devoted to rituals, we're devoted to the rules. That's not what we're devoted to. You have to be devoted to Hashem. That's what he said. But, and also included in this is the fact that you should do things without any ulterior motives, which is Shar Yichud Hamaisa, which is going to come later. The fact that you shouldn't do things in order that people should hold of you or respect you. Toar HaMachshav L'Hashem Yisaleh. So being devoted to Hashem, in that sense, V'Bitachon Olav, okay? But Bitachon Olav really... Again, the list that we're learning are mitzvahs aseis. It's not, he's not giving you a list of the, it's not the table of contents of the sefer. This is, it's just, it's the sentence that starts with the words, these are the mitzvahs aseis. You have to do this and think about these things, according to the Chodesh Halvavos, as much as you have to put on tefillin, and as much as you have to put on tzitzis, and as much as you have to daven. You have to think about, that's what he says, v'hem hadvorim hamesbarim b'deya, and these are the tzivui, and they're nechlek l'shnei chalokim, to think about yichud, to think about Torah machshava l'shem yisala, to work on it, to work on bitachon, which is all chodesh halvavos, the ha'hismasrus l'ritzono, which is mesiras nefesh, giving up our own will in order to do the will of Hashem, right? We many, many, many times don't want to do what we're supposed to do. We have our own will, we have our own ego, we have our own agenda, and we have to fulfill Hashem's agenda. So that's a chovas halvavos. It's really our whole outlook on life is to do Hashem's will. The Kabbalos Mishpata Beratzon, that's certainly an avoda to develop and to think about the idea of Koma David Kutchabrichel, the Tav of it, like to really believe it, and to feeling it is hard in this world to believe it. Okay. Kabbalos Mishpata Beratzon, you accept it. You accept it with will, with simcha, the Gemara says, really, right? Voha Emuna Benavio. Torah emes, you say, yeah, okay, that's very nice. But the Chavirovitz wants us to think about it and like to be convinced that Mashiach will come, for example, to be convinced that the Goyim will be punished for everything they did to us. To be Re'ei Anochino saying Lefnechem Hayom Bracho Klala. Right, we're going to read it this week. So you go, yeah, okay, you know, there's ups and downs in Jewish history. So. Chas v'shalom, right? You have to believe the Torah that if we follow Hashem and we do good, there'll be bracha, and if not, there'll be chas v'shalom, the opposite. Okay, you have to believe that. V'hayira me Hashem, and believe that it has come true, and that it will continue to be true, and that all in the Nevi'im, which talk with Eirish about Mashiach's coming, The Yira Me Hashem, obviously Yiras Hashem. It's not Ach. Obviously it's the Chavis Halvavis, yeah. Ushmiras Mitzvosav, even if it cost you, I guess it's... In other words, this Masrus L'Ritzono was more conceptual, that you live to do Hashem's will. Also like a devotion. Shmiras Mitzvosav means that you stand ready to do it, even if it cost you. The Hezbonanus B'Niflaosav HaBechina B'Tovosav, which is Shar HaBechina, which, now we're announcing a new agenda, starting, when should we start? Ari, when should we start? What I'm about to say, pick a day. Okay, starting Rosh Chodesh Elul. Good day to start, Thursday? Next Thursday. The first 5 minutes of Chavis HaLavas will be spent on learning a Shar HaBechina type thing, either a fact of biology or astronomy or science. Chavis HaLavas says you have to do it. So he says, when are we going to do it? We don't have time. So we're going to do it for the first 5 minutes of Chavis HaLavas. We're going to make a Shar HaBechina.
Every day
for the first five, we'll learn Chavis HaLavas for 15 minutes. The first 5 minutes will be Shar HaBechina. And then 10 minutes will continue. But the first 5 minutes will be what he says here. I should really tell everybody to prepare something. I'll do the first few days. It'll be either something, what the Chavis HaLavas says in Shar HaBechina. Astronomy or biology or physics or chemistry or something in the world. What? Zoology or history, the Chavis HaLavas holds, to see Yad Hashem in history. Because he says here, Vazbonanus b'niflosav b'china b'davosav. It's a mitzvah saseh. So you say, what mitzvah is it? I would say it's the mitzvah of knowing Hashem. That's what he says in Shara b'china. This is part of the Yodatis Hashem. This is part of the chiyuv to know Hashem. It's part of Shara Yichud, really. It's part of the chiyuv to realize that Hashem is meitiv, that he created a world full of wondrous things, and that they are put here for our benefit. It's a chiyuv to realize that. And if you go through life without realizing it, you're missing out, because then your avodas Hashem is supposed to be triggered by that realization. So we're going to attempt to do that, to fulfill what we're sitting here learning Chavis HaLavas. Nobody's doing what he says is so important to do. So we'll do it the first 5 minutes. We'll see how it goes. We'll start next Thursday, which is the between the first and second day of Rosh Chodesh Elul. The bridge, the gvul between the first and second day of Rosh Chodesh. We'll see how it goes. What? We'll start with I Am Joe's Lung or something like that. I don't know what. What?
The rest of the beginning of the week.
There
was something that said the
shearing
will start in Elul.
Yeah, Tanya will restart in Elul. Mishnah Berurah will restart in Elul. But this is continuing. I'm just keeping my vacation for Mishnah Berurah and maybe for Tanya. I don't know. No, next week is regular back after.